Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say a quick shout out to our OG sponsors. As usual, manscaped.com. They got the full package for your goddamn package. They're just the market leader in male intimate shavers. They got the Lawnmower 4.0, a tremendous piece of technology for shaving your Christmas log and nuts. I was trying to keep that as clean as possible. But not only that, they have a whole lot of products. They have the ball deodorant, they got the ball toner. Once you've really given them a good seeing to with the Lawnmower 4.0, which is a shaver with a light on it. You know, so if you want to shave yourself in a cave possibly, that is also possible. They also threw in some free boxers if you go for like one of their packages for your package. It's tremendous. It's Black Friday coming up. You'll probably get a deal. It's Christmas coming up. It'll work as a beautiful gift for somebody. And it's called manscaped.com. But let me tell you something. You take that bad boy to a fudge, it's working. Is what I'm saying. And listeners to this podcast will get 20% off if they go to manscaped.com and use the code GenBant1. That's GenBant1 for 20% off, which is quite a substantial amount of money for a quality product like this. So get on it, guys. Manscaped.com. Use the code GenBant1 for 20% off. Thank you very much for listening. Hey, do you like beer? I bet you do. Do you like going shopping for it? I bet you don't. Well, Beer 52 has you sorted, guys. It's the original beer subscription service. You subscribe to them. They'll send you 8, 10 or 12 beers to your door every month, hand-selected by experts. You know, not some guy just guessing, going, is that stinking? I have no idea. They send the beers to your house. It's no effort whatsoever. If you listen to this podcast, use the code BANTER. Is that correct? Yes. It is. Use the code BANTER. You get the first box free. All you do is pay for delivery, and that arrives with a load of different beers in it, and it's a great experience. It's the funnest way to drink, I think, you know, an experimental kind of tasting journey. You're like, what's this one? Oh, some sort of dipper? Delicious. What does that stand for? Double IPA? Yeah. Double IPA. But yeah, it's a cool novelty. It'd be a great present for someone coming up to Christmas. Be like, here, I got you a year's worth of beer. Enjoy yourself. So yeah, that's it. Get your first box free if you use the code BANTER. Beer52.com. Cheers, guys. Look at my lip. My own child headbutting me in the lip.
Let me see it.
You're good in there. Looks like I've been in a fight.
Ugh.
Came home yesterday and he was like with his granny and he's under like a blanket. She said, oh, daddy's coming hiding. And I was like creeping up on him. Got the whole way in and he was under this blanket and he just went boom. And I went, oh, fuck. He's like, I'm going out again. Fuck this. Straight back out.
Do you swear in front of your child much or do you try to limit it?
Way too much.
Way too much.
And then Maureen keeps going like this. See the way he's copying? Like, he'll copy you doing certain things. Just like, he'll just copy you swearing something.
Yeah.
I was like, hopefully.
Absolutely will.
Hopefully there's money in it.
Because that's what I'm like. Like, my parents are always like, I don't know why you swore so much. I'm like, because you two never fucking stopped.
Yeah, you fucking bastard.
Stupid fucking cunt.
I know. I don't mind, like, I don't think I'll mind swearing. I think I'll be more like, what's the context?
That would be me as well.
You know, I wouldn't be like, if you turn around to me and be like, fuck off, you fucking fat baldy dick. Then I'd be like, now we're fighting. Yeah. But if it, you know, like hits his toe and he's like, ah, fuck.
Yeah. If you're like,
I'll even allow racism in moments of passion.
If you're into your sport, that's the one time it's kind of okay to be under your breath racist.
Oh, really? So,
yeah, in my world.
It seems to be.
My camera's not on, is it?
It is for the last 5 minutes. But
fantastic.
What is it about football and stuff that you just can't shake that last bit of racism off? Is it just because you're trying to get in the other person's head and you're just like, whatever it takes?
I think people get so emotionally invested into it that if you fuck up or you make a mistake, you're like, the guy could be wearing glasses and you'd be like, you stupid specky bastard.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But if he makes a mistake and he's Colombian, you're like, you stupid coke selling wee fuck.
Yeah. And whatever color you might be if you're Colombian. Who knows? I was at, I've talked about this numerous times because it was probably the last football match I was at. It was like a pre-season friendly.
Uh-huh.
Liverpool Linfield. Someone had, one of my mates' dad had tickets or something. He's like, do you want to go? And like the fucking abuse coming out of the stand was insane. Fucking insane. Like,
like racist or just?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like we're gonna burn this guy. fucking, you know, yeah. get the bony lit all fucking, yeah. you know, it was like, I was just sitting there like,
East Belfast is one of the last bastions of racism. Like, yeah. like we still don't get why you can't sit.
I know. Should there, you know, sometimes you're like, should there be leeway for actual ignorance? Because I don't think this guy's seen a black guy ever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That was like a shitty bit of stand-up I had when I was talking about Black Lives Matter. It was like people putting up the black squares. It's like, Black Lives Matter, can't wait to meet one yeah. one day. You know, like...
I did the same. And remember Liam Neeson had the comments of like, I'm going to...
Black bastard.
Going to find a black man and kill him. I was like, see if he'd have found a black man in Ballymena in the 70s. He did it. Jesus. It's him.
Yeah. I think he was in London, but that would be funny. He's going door to door like fucking... Well, have you seen a black fella? A black bastard, actually.
A what? What's that?
It's, you know, it's... People get it wrong. What he was trying to say was like, that's the mind frame I was in at the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this black bastard,
yeah.
you know, for hurting his mate or whatever.
Oh, hey, context doesn't matter in this day and age. All that matters is he said the word black bastard.
Black bastard. Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, there's probably like a fucking UFC fighter called, you know, like Brian the Black Bastard. Something.
He's like pale white Scandinavian.
It's just for the crack.
Yeah.
Did you see that guy at the weekend there, the big fat dude doing the roundhouse kick?
I haven't seen any of it.
No,
can you show me?
I can't even know the guy's name to fucking pull it up. I'll have to... Oh, wait a minute. It'll be in my DMs. Our guest today is television superstar William Thompson, host of Mob Love Podcast. Mm. You were on the new... What way did they phrase it? New Comedy?
New Comedy Awards, yeah.
The BBC New Comedy Awards. New my arse. How long have you been in stand-up? About 8 years?
Yeah, about 6 or 7 years.
Fucking ringer in yeah. there. Oh, look at me. I just, how do I use this on?
I was literally...
Been working on a set for fucking 6 years, take
it. You say that, though. I'm one of the few in it that didn't have an agent going into it.
You mean one of the few that was from here? No one from here has an agent?
First one from here, I think, ever in the final.
Up a so fucking
up the rock.
You know what I mean? Get it in here.
I didn't know you'd updated that.
Oh yeah, we got a few here.
Up
but
the rock.
Will you fuck up?
There's
mate?
A couple. You know what I mean? It's fucking it's good shit. Oh, bombs and shit. So first ever from here. Wow! Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, you clearly won it. Yeah.
I had a nice time. I'm going to be very nice about it. I had a very nice time on it and thought I did well in the show. I think I had a good show.
Yeah.
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 I think so.
It's because I'm barely noticeable disabled, Colin. That's why.
I know. Did you see that review now? No. It's who reviewed that?
Steve Bennett.
Oh, he's a fucking...
He's a wanker anyway.
I know, but... Yeah, it's just...
Everyone got like a 3-paragraph breakdown
yeah.
of like their set. And then I got, he's Northern Irish and he's disabled, but you wouldn't notice it.
Do you know what that means? You're funny.
Yeah.
People don't have a lot of shit to say when you're funny.
Yeah.
Do you ever like gig somewhere like maybe out of your fucking comfort zone a wee bit and it's a weird place and you come off and you die in your hole and someone's like, oh, well done, mate, you know, whatever. And then you come off and you've stormed it at some yeah. place and people are like...
See, when people don't look at you.
Yeah. Really, is it? They just ignore you.
Yeah. See, when someone comes over and is super nice to you after a gig, that's how you know you fucking bombed.
Yeah, they're probably like, this guy needs a bit of emotional support here.
Yeah, yeah.
You alright, Pat?
Or they just need... I think some people do it as a bit of a like, oh, we're going to push into him that we're better, but we'll seem supportive.
Oh,
do
yeah,
it.
Like you can take on the sort of adult role by yeah. going like, don't worry, champ.
Here's what you can do if you're stuck.
You'll get them next
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
I had an experience like that at Galway there. Last time I was in Galway, the first gig I did in the hotel.
I was that because I haven't seen you since.
I just came off and I was like, it was the first gig and it was in a hotel function room that was fucking enormous. Like, it probably, mm-hmm. I mean, like, it was about the size of the fucking Ulster Hall, but it was like in a hotel. And I just died in my hole. It was fucking terrible.
You know, what we would say, die in your hole, where you didn't storm it, or an actual, like...
No, literally, like...
You're looking at the watch and being like, a 15 minutes still to go.
But didn't even look at the watch, but it was just flutters of laughter and then, like, me just saying things to people who looked like they were going, like, don't say anything to me. Don't look at me.
Don't bring me into this.
Don't bring me in this. And I came off and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. And everyone was doing that sort of, like, oh, it's all right. And I was like, nah, don't worry. I know what happened there.
And did everyone have that sort of gig, though?
Yeah.
Because you feel less bad when that happens.
To be honest, like... obviously, you know, someone like Ed Byrne got a bit of a warmer reception because he's
Ed Byrne.
But no one was like fucking, no one was wrecking the place, like.
No.
You know,
no.
they were doing okay. But I think it's because it went from that, or thank God it went from that to like a late night show, which was fucking more my cup of tea, like.
Yeah.
Rowdy and whatever. But
that surprises me though. You get someone like Ed Byrne who's, you know, 20 years deep and he's still fucking struggling.
But then that's the giveaway that it's the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the room and the crowd. And like, you know, if it had fully ate shit and no one else did, I'd have been like, Jesus, had a rough one there.
Yeah.
But it was definitely the scenario added to it. Like,
you almost feel better when everyone else, or at least one other person, does bad. Oh, and yeah. You're like, I don't look like a dickhead now.
If like a famous person off the telly goes up and dies a wee bit, you're like, praise be to Allah for that.
Absolutely.
I'm in the corridor just... Do you know I was supposed to be like a judge in that first, the first heat of that thing?
Instead of Michael?
I don't know if instead of or whatever, but they asked me to do it and I was just like, I can't. I was just like, no. Yeah. It's like, do you want to go to
Port Rush
and judge this thing? And I was like, I don't want to go fucking Port Rush for anything.
Yeah.
Other than like get in the sea or eat fish. It's like, I don't fucking go up there at all. But it was, I don't know. I was just like, I don't want to be judging comedy.
It's one of those things too, when they have the judges, they almost have that wee window where it's like, okay, now the judges be funny.
Yeah.
And it's so like,
forced.
It's so forced in. And see when you're sitting there waiting on the winner and you have to sit there and listen to the judges do their wee tidbits and I'm like, I've been here an hour.
Yeah.
Right?
Get on it.
Yeah.
Why is your nails painted?
They were stylish as fuck. I'll give that to him.
Yeah.
He had a wee bag of fingernails like a fucking murderer. Like,
yeah.
They were his.
What's his name? Ed Gein or Gein or what the fuck?
Gein.
Gein. McGinnis.
Fucks the heads, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He fucks the heads.
Fucks
the... Why would you not? You know, if at that point.
That's the head fight. If you've went all the way to cutting them and keeping them in the fridge, might as well stick your leg out.
You know, it's fucking. You know, the damage is done. You know what I mean? You know, you're repurposing.
They're
it.
Ready for it.
Whatever end you want, bottom. Every time I watch something like that, I'm just like, imagine cutting someone's head off. Like, anyway, we're getting, yeah. So I was supposed to judge that. I was supposed to judge that, and I said no. But I thought it was a lot more involved than it was when I seen it back. Was there more from the judges on the day?
I think a lot of their stuff was behind the scenes.
Oh really? Whispering to each other and
yeah, yeah.
Fair enough. And then you won that one.
Yes.
And word on the street was they were debating over you and Vittorio.
Vito.
And did they say he was too good looking to win?
I heard Rowan or yeah, someone had said that. I don't know if it was. I don't know who had heard that from.
Who's that? The dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was he like, oh, it's too good looking?
Yeah, but there's also what was it? Someone said I'm too laddish. Was a big problem? Don't know who said it again.
What age are you?
25.
You're a 25-year-old lad?
No, I'm a 25-year-old man, but how dare I...
And you're too laddish?
...give that away in any fucking form. But that's the thing, right? They were like, he's too
laddish.
Should
have painted your nails. Yeah. He's going, suck my dick.
Yeah. Came out fucking a wee head, like, come on! But that's... the thing that gets me with that is I wasn't even dirty, right? I gave them my cleanest shit.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, he's a bit laddish. I was like, see if I was up there doing...
I think they probably just mean you're a bit fucking, you know, boisterous and whatever, and not obviously disabled.
Sorry, and barely noticeable.
Barely noticeable. It's called energy. You fucking boring bastard. But yeah, thank God it wasn't there.
But there was women on before me being filthy.
Oh, yeah.
Like fucking, like dirt, like.
I watched.
That's different.
I watched Blame Game the other day. You know, like fucking Clockwork Orange and my fucking... eyes ripped open like that. But the owner was on it and they made a joke of it, but she read something and kind of fluffed the line a wee bit but she was like, oh fuck's sake, I fucking fucked that up. And she said fuck about 20 times.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like, the amount of times I've been knocked back for things or cut out or they're just like, we can't use that because you swore too much. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, hold on a second. Does it depend what vehicle it comes in?
Yeah.
You know? Like, if I'm all effing and jeffing, is it more disgusting than Deona doing it?
I'll also never understand that when people are like, oh, we like this like in a series, but like don't swear. And you're like, well, if you're doing a show about people in real life, people swear.
Yeah.
I don't know what to fucking tell. It's weirder to me if you're in a serious, like the way you'll get like serious police dramas on at 4 in the afternoon. Yeah. And someone's been fucking butchered by Ed Gein and the police officer.
You
like,
absolute melon.
Oh, yeah, flip me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna be bloody sick. And yeah, you're like, yeah, a woman's been decapitated. Say fuck.
I know.
Pay respect. Oh,
flip my bottom. Oh, frig my bottom. There's a...
Oh, baste my turkey. I can't look at that.
Oh, there's maggots in the wounds. Oh.
Oh, he's cut out the eyeballs. The dirty devil.
You cheeky bugger. Another disembowelment. I can't believe it. It's fucking, it's the reason, like, most things on BBC and I are just total shit, like, because they can't do anything remotely, like, real.
Yeah, because I remember someone telling me.
Real, man?
Someone told me they wrote something for it, and it was very funny. It was very inoffensive, right? And someone took it and went, well, I find this funny, but what would a housewife on Coe Island think?
Coe Island.
And they were like, yeah, I don't give a fuck what she thinks.
I don't know if they have electricity down there yet, so yeah, she might not think too much. But it's mad that you can't be like, oh, you couldn't say fuck in a comedy, but then you can have Nolan sitting across from someone going, and then what did you do, Billy? And he's like, yeah, I just shot him in the throat. And then what? And then I had sex with his throat. You know, like one of those like old prisoner type thing. And do you have any remorse for this? And he's like, not really. It was just part of the struggle at the time. It was my job to go in there and shoot him in the throat and fuck him in the throat. And that was all I did. And all. Then I went to the jail and it was class.
Do you have regrets about fucking my throat? I'm just a product of my upbringing, Steve.
Yeah. I'm surrounded by older lads.
Fucking
all throat fuckers.
People smoked heavier in those days. Everyone had a hole in their throat. This was the way we went.
And I just ended up on the cell or on the fucking block with all the other throat fuckers. And we just played pool all day, Stephen, to be honest with you. And he's sitting there like, are you serious?
Did you ever see the one?
How did he get in better nick than me and then just blow up again?
This is the thing. When people were like, oh, well done with this diet. He was on 700 calories a day, working out 5 days a week. That's not sustainable.
700 calories is like what? Nothing?
A decent meal.
Probably just one meal.
Like. And you have to get your protein in with that 700. So you're literally just double loading protein shakes.
Oh my God.
But he could pay someone while he sits on a bike to just fucking move his legs for him. I'll do it.
I doubt very much. You know, I think it's more up here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Issues like that.
Did you ever see the one where the guy stole his identity and then Nolan confronted him? It's fucking brilliant. I'll need to show you it afterwards, but there's just a wee scene where Nolan...
How do you steal his identity? Does he turn up in the fucking in the studio? Who the fuck are you?
I'm Stephen Nolan.
What?
Look, I'm licking crisps and everything.
I'm wearing my top half as a suit and I'm wearing shorts underneath it. I'm Stephen Nolan.
Or Colin Gillis. I wore shorts to a wedding this year, so say nothing.
How did you get away with wearing shorts?
Because they were fucking like short shorts, but they were like, you know, like a sort of checked chino type material.
Fancy enough shorts.
And then I had like, it was the hottest day of the year to that point.
Yeah.
And some cool shoes and a shirt. I looked all right now, didn't I? You see me? Looked all right.
I had my head.
You were wearing fat, like... frat boy.
At my head, you're wearing like wee Miley Cyrus, like big cut jeans, just in a wedding.
Oh yeah, wee Daisy Dukes. Half my arse cheek hanging out the bottom.
This is a beautiful day.
Yeah.
He looks dumb.
As I fan my crotch, you're like, there's like some fat bitch with a fan.
You're sitting there dipping your ball bag in the ice sculpture.
Amazing
reception.
It was Maureen's sister's wedding, and it was in Belfast Castle, and I swear to God, I like, obviously wrestling a baby all day, which is a fucking nightmare. And then I leaned up against the radiator.
It was your baby, like, you're not just...
Aye. Who's this fucking baby? Get the fuck away from me. But, like, literally leaned up against the radiator, and the radiator was, like, piping hot. And I was like, who the fuck is in charge of this? Get it off. It's like, the wallpaper's, like, sliding off the wall in here. Absolutely bright.
Oh, that's fucking mad.
Fucking bright. Oh. So, and then, so we're in and out of this story all. Where was that final in Liverpool?
Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Opera House.
Oh, damn.
Which was a nice... I put the little video into the group chat. They cut off like half the crowd, still spanned around after that.
Oh, shit.
But it was a nice venue.
Nice venue,
It was lovely.
Was there any festivities around it, like, or were you just kind of in and out? Did you go out in a rip or anything? Or?
We did after. there was a free bar. So me, they separated the men and the women in the dressing rooms, which obviously, do you know what I mean?
Bro, where are you in the fucking 1800s? Get in there, mix it up.
So it was me and Liam, the Scottish guy, all day.
Oh, Kev, yeah.
Right, yeah. me and Bridges. But see, the thing is, he does just talk like that.
Well, everyone in Glasgow does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And as soon as you pick up a microphone, someone's going to be like, right, is he Billy Connolly or Kevin Bridges? Let's see.
But the good thing about that is they have that like impeccable timing in anything they say. Mm-hmm. Comedic, like everything, you're like, that's so fucking a perfect cadence for comedy.
Every time they end a sentence, they kind of lob it up in the air for like, da-da-da, da-da-da. You know, there's like a...
Yeah.
It's fucking, like a punchline coming.
It's fucking brilliant. But me and him were sat there all day. So, see, when you're recording TV, like a big TV show like that, you don't get a minute to yourself because you're in, you're sound checking, you have to stand in lights.
You're like, excuse me, when am I doing a wank? I would like two or three wanks before I go on stage here.
When do I get the keys to a nursing home? This is the BBC, isn't it?
Is there a hospital for disabled children about here? I
oh, I know, right? Steve Benz, I was like, get the fuck out of bed, you're all right.
Yeah, do you fucking
barely notice that autism in him? Fuck
you, you fucking ringer,
Dr. Steve Bennett. So you're constantly, you can't even go for a fucking smoke.
All right,
you can get like half a cigarette in. So by the end of the day, like everyone was worried about like, do we win? Well, the whole time me and Liam are going about going like, was that free bar actually happening or is that just a rumor?
Yeah, that's the best way to be. Yeah. Where you kind of don't really give a shit about it. You're like, you know. Where's the fucking catering?
This is what I said even before I went in was, listen, I'll go in and have a good set. Outside of that,
yeah,
can't control it, so don't let it bother me. Do you know what I mean?
Man, who are you, Plato? Philosophies like that, incredible.
We Plato Thompson.
There's the podcast name there. I fucking remember that. Yeah, totally, because I remember, like, it wasn't the same sort of thing, but... A couple of years ago in Galway, they were shooting for RTE.
Yeah.
And a load of people were like pacing up and down, bricking it, just like, fuck, this is my, you know, like, this is my big shot to be on fucking TV. And me, Mickey, and fucking Shane, or whoever else was there. Shane there? Can't remember. Just were like, ah, he gives a fuck, I probably won't make it anyway. You know what I mean? Yeah. And very noticeably, me and Mickey and all had like the best sets. Because I just was like, I'm not going to clean it up. I don't care. They're not going to use it anyway. Yeah. Because I'll probably just be like, we can't understand this fucking Nordy prick here. So yeah, we just went ahead and did it. And that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, that was my thing. Because a lot of people were like cleaning stuff up and like trying not to swear. And I was like, fuck them.
Yeah.
The bit of written has swearing in it. Yeah. And the only time I'll take swearing out of something is if you're doing like a corporate. And they're like, don't swear and here's a grand. And you're like, fair enough. I'll stop it then.
But you know what you do? That's another scenario. Just do it anyway. You just do it because it's like... You know, if they come off and everyone's laughed, you're just like, listen, did you want it to be funny?
Yeah.
Or did you want it to be clean?
Yeah, no one's going to be annoyed by that, listen to
them. But it's murky water, because I get this reputation for some reason where people are like, oh, he's real filthy. And I'm not.
You're not even like top three dirtiest, like. There's dirtier than you.
I've had stinking jokes before, but I might swear a bit, but it's not dirty, like.
No.
I know people, you know, like, fuck, even listen to Mickey fucking... talking about some fucking illicit fingering story, and you're just like,
bleh. Mickey gets away with how dirty he is.
Well, he goes camp.
That's it. He's same mean? As me.
If he goes like, I'm gonna finger you. Don't worry about it. I was fucking banging an unconscious girl. Yeah. You know, it seems like cute.
Yeah. The old Al Porter defense. But like, I'm still whimsical. Give me your cocks.
I know.
Free hand jobs in the big man. But put me back on TV. Yes.
But yeah, it's true. Mickey will go all fucking, it's, you know, he's inoffensive. I'm like, yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Whereas you can't do that. You're a big scary man.
Well, it is, right. You know what I mean?
Until you get to know you.
I probably just look a bit scary initially.
Yeah.
You know, but again, that's comedy. It's like loads of wee different factors coming together.
That's it. You have to be aware of everything. You need to be aware of like how you look.
You know, like even watching that show you were on the other day, you know, Maureen's ma was there and her sister and all, were like, you know, that girl that was on at the end, you're like, was she Welsh?
Yeah, she was, aye.
If she didn't have that accent, would it be as funny?
Yeah,
it's the same as everybody. It's like, would Ardal O'Hanlon be as funny if he wasn't like a bumbling fucking Irish guy?
Yeah, no.
Probably
would
not.
Would be the answer. But you then know, would his character be something different? You know,
Could Kevin Bridges do whimsical comedy with an accent that would fucking turn milk. Like,
yeah,
it's like you just work with what you've got.
But that's what I hate when people are like, if like, so I'll do kind of aggressive, not even aggressive comedy, but it sounds aggressive because I'm screaming at you. But like, I can't get up there and do like fucking jokes about breakfast at Tiffany's. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm fucking screaming, but the girl, like, people with sillier accents can do like wee silly jokes.
Yeah.
But people from here, if you got up on the Belfast stage and started doing like wee fucking puns about cereal, you'd get shot.
But that's, you know, like, I've said that before, like, the way people, even the accent, the way, it, like, say if you watch, say like Chris Kent, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, class material, brilliant delivery, but he can slow it away down because he's got that sort of...
Dural.
That Cork accent, whatever. But people up here, because they talk faster, everything has to be fucking coming at you real quick. And then you end up with like fucking Mickeys and Patties and people where you're just like, when you see them storm the place, you're just like, what the fuck's going on here? It's just like, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
And you know, even if someone's killing with like a different accent, it's kind of like a more gentle thing coming at you in waves, whereas you can, like, anyone up here who's really torching it, like, it's fucking crazy because it's so quick and aggressive.
And because we speak so fast, you can end up getting about, you know, three laughs in one line because you're just so fucking quick, like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. If I had to pick another... So the Welsh girl won, but I think that, I mean, obviously, I think you're ruined when you do comedy because I'm watching it going... Who could I actually listen to for like 20 minutes or half an hour?
Yeah.
And it would have been her, unfortunately. But that lends itself to that sort of competition, which is why tons of people win those things at Edinburgh and all. We have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they've been doing 10 minutes in London for fucking 12 years and then it's pure fire. But I always watch it just like, you know, who could you listen to?
Yeah. Yeah. For me personally.
I like that. What do you call the girl who was like from France or something?
France, Algerian girl. Celia or something. I think that was her name, yeah. She was very good.
She was great. I could listen to that, like.
She was very funny.
But I think it's just because she was, like, just natural doing stand-up. That's why I liked it. You could actually listen to it.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, a fucking act that's going to
catch
your eye.
Everyone was lovely, though. Like, there was no, like, do you know when you do something like that and you're like, bet they were a dickhead backstage? None of that. They were all fucking lovely.
Oh, what a letdown.
Lost voice guy, though. Fucking diva.
Diva.
It's fucking... Where's my charger? Fuck up.
For your phone? Nah, for the phone.
Tell you what about it, because he gets a lot of shit for like, oh, well, he's just like a guy on a computer. I've never seen, like, you can see in his eyes, like, you see when someone says something, he clearly has the joke. Like that, you can see it in his eyes. He's like, fuck. And he's typing. It just takes him a minute to fucking type it. I was like, that must be...
Does he do it with his hands? Does he type with his hands?
Yep. Like that.
Does he not have the fucking, the Hawking, like, just think it, speak it?
No, he has cerebral palsy as well.
I know, but the machine?
Oh, no, is that what Hawking's was?
His was literally like a fucking, you know, look at it and it's...
Oh, fuck, no, he just has an iPad.
Like, Hawking's isn't sitting there like he's in court. Like.
I genuinely thought he was. I thought he was just sitting there, like...
Winking at all these chicks, you know what I mean? Yeah. The guy was top shagger.
How, like, I love that. How smart do you need to be?
That smart? As smart as him.
Someone actually told me.
Take off those necks.
When I was a kid, I believed him that he'd built that machine after he got sick. And I was like, fuck, did I? That's glad. Not thinking, that's impossible.
Yeah.
He can't move from the neck down. He's out there fucking, like Iron Man in the caves.
Yeah, the fucking welding mask on. There you go. But he's still fucking cheating on his wife and all.
Yeah.
Was that the deal? He like cheated on his wife?
Oh, yeah. Oh, numerous times.
Yeah.
We saw a few black holes in his time.
He's just flying up the hall with no clothes on. Steven, where are you going? I'm just down a shower. His machine has an accent now.
Do you mind if I wank in front of you?
Too late.
Pull it out for me.
I'm doing it.
Harder, harder, better, faster, stronger.
Oh, for fuck's
sake.
What a thought.
But honestly, watching it, I thought Liam had won.
Back from, to serious.
Oh, yes. We keep going in and out of this story. I thought Liam had won. Because that, like you were saying, that was like, for me, I could watch him for an hour. Probably the most.
Yeah.
The girl senior was also very good. But, yeah. It's weird. The weird thing to me is it never gets explained to you. the criteria of who wins and why they won.
Well, it has to be the most diverse and quirky.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm barely noticeable.
Yeah.
I got keep saying that. I'm very
barely noticeable. I'm very disability.
That's the next.
Barely noticeable comedy. Why was he there? Floating microphone.
Yeah. That's the name of my next hour.
Barely noticeable.
Barely noticeable.
Amazing. Barely noticeable.
And it will say on the poster, barely noticeable cerebral palsy. Chortle.
And you should just stand there with a circle around your hand. It's there, by the way.
Yeah. Honestly, what annoyed me about it was he didn't comment on my act. Everyone else got three paragraphs.
Like I said, he had nothing to say.
Yeah.
He had nothing to say.
Yeah.
He's making up shite.
Yeah. I've never had such a response from just comedians from everywhere being like, fucking hate this wanker anyway.
But I think Mickey touched on it a bit. That website is only for comedians.
100%.
Nobody's on that website.
It's such a circle jerk. Like.
So he has to be like, what's going to fucking keep me relevant here?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd cut any time I've mentioned him. Fuck him.
Beep his name out.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. What else was I going to say to you? Oh, yeah, that was it. Big arena guy now. Opening for Shane there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it funny, you could say, like, opening for Shane, but you are just doing a gig at an arena. You know what I mean? It's like, no one's going like, wee William.
Yeah, yeah. No one's ever been like, give him a wee five. If you're doing an arena,
yeah,
you must be at least a decent standard.
Yeah. Shane's coat, talk me through it. What was he wearing that? Was he wearing like a blue jacket or something?
See, there's this ongoing thing. Anytime Shane has a big gig, he'll buy some new clothes for it. He'll feel good about it. And then Dave Elliott will be sitting there with a Heineken in hand. And just before they go on stage, will insult his clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's in Shane's head.
Yeah.
So this time he's like, I'm not being adventurous with it.
Yeah.
I'm just getting the wee jacket, the wee shirt. You can't say fuck all about it.
Yeah.
Because Dave Elliott's a fucking master psychologist and will just upset you before you...
His wee blue jacket. You look like a mechanic in the 20s. You spanner coming out of there. Was it good shit, though? How'd it feel doing a big arena?
You've done it yourself, so you'll know what I mean when it's like you don't get... When you get the big laugh in a room, even a theatre, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It hits you and it shakes you a wee bit. There, it's like listening to people laughing half a field away. Almost. Like, you can hear people laughing, but doesn't hit you the way a small room would. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even when I got a few applause breaks and stuff. But, it didn't feel... The way it normally would.
I mean, it's certainly different. It's different,
I think it would take doing a few of them before you got used to, this is what an arena is.
Are you doing it again on Saturday?
I am doing it again on Saturday.
Yeah, fair play. I might try and get down on Saturday because I missed the last one.
I'm feeling better equipped. I think it took me about halfway through it to be like, right, this is the rhythm and this is the time.
I actually thought it was going to be way more like that than it actually was. I thought it was going to be very, delayed.
Yeah.
But I thought it was fine. You can't see the back, really.
No.
So you're just like, well, I'm just going to do a gig to these people and pretend I'm in the fucking limelight here.
Yeah. That's what I found out. I was on stage and I was like, fuck. Because people are still filing in at the start with all the COVID stuff and all. It's the same in Mickey's Ulster Hall show. It takes a lot longer getting people in. So I was like, fuck, there mustn't be that many in. So I'll just fucking go for it.
Yeah.
And then I went off the side of stage when Shane was on. I was like, oh, there are a lot of people here. This is scurrier.
But... Oh, yeah. And do you know what's weirder? The way it's set up, if you're on stage, they're all in front of you. They're all presented like this.
Yeah.
Whereas if you fucking go up around the back to that West Lounge or whatever, look down, you're like, oh my fucking God. It's just falls down into this big fucking valley and you're like over there about that size.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's fucking freaky.
And that's only, what is it, 2/3 of the fucking thing?
Yeah.
That's not the full hall even.
Yeah. It gives you a greater appreciation, me personally anyway, for comedians who do arenas and can fucking slay it, like a Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you're bringing such energy to that.
And we'll call them black comedians.
It's barely noticeable, these blokes. Half-caste comedian.
Half-caste? So joking about, yeah, that's the mixer. He's a wee mixer.
Yeah.
I learned that word from Paddy.
That sounds like a CBeebies show.
Welcome to the Mixies. It's the Mixies. He's not just white, he's something else. What else is he?
I'm being. Have a guess.
His mum doesn't let him see his dad. They're Mexi.
Mexi's over here would just be like, you know, your dad was an orange man. Or something, you know what I mean?
We're such a pasty white people that, like, someone's mom would ride a Spaniard and we were like, you proper black white fucker. Like,
that does happen. Who was it told me? Yeah, someone were like, oh, this... They were basically... Do you know, like... Anytime you speak to a man in his, like, 50s or 60s, they'll always reference a guy with the nickname that he had since when he was, like, fucking 15.
Yeah.
My dad does it all the time. No fucking skate the pish there and all that. Like, just hits you with names. Fucking Billy the Yank and all. Like, just hit these fucking made-up names.
Better than what my granny does, which is give you no information and expect you to know the person.
Oh, yeah.
I was speaking to your woman. Hey.
Aye.
Well, I'm two legs and a face. And I'm like...
Your woman's dead, too. Yeah. But who was it recently? I heard someone was literally like, hey, you know, fucking, you know, Tony the N-word. You know what I mean? It was like as brutal as that. Yeah. It was like, hey,
yeah,
not very inventive on the fucking, on the names here.
Yeah, like something, see with older people, like you're having a family dinner. I'll let a lot of it, not I'll let, but you're like, I won't call them out in a lot of it. They're older, they don't know. And then sometimes they just fully go for it. Like, and you're like, gee, Jesus.
Williams died that time.
Yeah.
You know, what do you call that golfer? I'll say ninja. Ninja golfer. And I'm like, the most famous golfer of all time, Tiger Woods. Aye.
When you said Williams, I thought you meant me.
No.
I was like, John, that's something fully my dad would also say. So why are you hanging about with my dad?
Oh, the wee, he's half fucking Chinese, half ninja. So, some animal. Animal. Yeah, Tiger Woods. That's right.
I'm sure it's not gorilla. I'm certain it is. I get with disabled people all the time. I had someone, an older person, refer to me as like, no, the way you're a wee invalid. It's like, Jesus fucking.
Invalid? Like,
yeah.
Invalid?
Yeah. By the way, you're fully having to help them piss, but they're like, you're a wee invalid.
Invalid.
That's my favourite slur for a disabled person.
Invalid?
Because you're invalid as a person, you're an invalid.
Yeah.
That's fucking, it's funny.
What did I see the other day? It was one of these historical pick sort of Instagrams they shoot, and it's like usually like rough shit from the past. And they were like, here's a fucking mental asylum for what was it, like society's undesirables.
Undesirables? Do you know what,
yeah,
I mean? Like they're just a bit not sexy.
Yeah. Like it's a bruised apple. There's, yeah. There's like, you know, no, they're a wee bit weird, so can you just keep them in this fucking hellhole their whole life?
Yeah, it's
and they're
weird.
Just sitting in the window like,
yeah. It's actually, it's only when you go back to like the past 50 years is the world kind of like, oh, they're disabled. Let's not completely just hide them away immediately. Didn't the Kennedys have like a wee...
Everyone, sure, is that not like the royals? And I believe it more so with the royals, where they just take a look at them and be like, one hand smaller than the other. Yeah. Into the dungeon.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just
do you want it, Andrew? No? Okay.
Do you want to use that before I bin it?
Are you going to eat that?
That's the worst thing I've said on this whole podcast ever.
Before I fuck this in the brown bin, do you want to fuck it in the...
Face?
Yeah. And he's like, no.
I'll never be on BBC again. Or more than ever after this. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Someone just strolls up with a big handshake.
Imagine I came in the lavish, just... Big cigar, gold chain, fucking. Well, then anyone want to do a marathon?
Now that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck it, Willie Savile. That's the name of the podcast.
Fuck, no, make it Plato Thompson or Willie Savile. The duality of man in that sentence, fuck me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But, yeah, do... What were we talking about originally, the SSA there, weren't we? Look, a moon ago. It was weird. I used to work there, so it was weird seeing people, like, in the wee bars.
William used to play for the Giants. Yeah. So.
The under-12s, and I was 15. Still the smallest one there.
And that's like, sure, whatever.
That's the worst position to play in hockey.
Yeah, standing there.
Yeah. I while people just
fucking come at you
at
like 30 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
But it was nice walking, like, people who, like, still know people work there.
Oh, really?
And they were like, oh, you're down tonight? And I'm like, oh, I'm just fucking... Just gonna go do 20 minutes here. We'll see you in
a minute. Get me a fucking beer, you fucking peasant.
After the show I was on, went to got a pint, and someone there was like, enjoy your show, mate. And I was like, oh, well, thanks. And I went to go backstage, and security guard was like, where are you going?
I know.
I was like, I was literally on those giant screens a fucking second ago.
I know, but no one gives a fuck. Like, you, I had to get over that a long time ago. Yep. You're just like, oh yeah, of course, fucking Tanya over here isn't keeping up with the NI comedy scene. Yeah. She's just like, I have to go to work tonight. Some cunt's on.
It was like the dude was standing with his back to like the giant. I was like, mate, I was literally on. Yeah. On. It's not like I hadn't been on yet.
Let me do the voice. Yeah. You recognize me.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was like, mate, you were barely noticeable, didn't see. But I was like, I was literally on that giant screen and he didn't fucking know who I was. Which is, any wonder the Travis Scott thing happened when that's the level of attention the event sex given?
Fuck. I know, here, that's, do you know what, I was gonna segue into questions, and that was like the first question.
Oh, really?
What's your thoughts on the Travis Scott concert?
The more I read about it, the more, because initially people were giving him shit, Jesus.
Watch out.
Man Blade.
Yeah.
The more you read, like, I don't know the full story. Did he stop? Did he keep going? No, he didn't stop.
No, but I heard a couple of different things where I was confused whether it was like, so, because they were saying people were dying of like cardiac arrest and all, and they were like, you know, were people taking like bad drugs, or there was some guy apparently like trying to inject people and people were like rushing out of his way because he was running around with a fucking needle like a maniac. So that's why people like stampeded in a different direction. But like, you know, there is a clip, you know, where someone's like in the crowd and they're like, you know, Travis Scott literally like doing the fucking robot while there's like paramedics over this guy with a defibrillator and he's like, I get those goosebumps every time. They're like fucking giving it all this shit.
But even if he started calling for calm, he still got that auto-tune mic.
Yeah.
So he's like,
shut out the fuck.
Get out the way, get out the way now. He's doing some chili peppers. I like that, Travis.
If the gig was fucking enormous,
yeah,
and there's people being pulled out of, you know, like stage diving or crowd surfing and getting pulled out all the time, and yeah, you know, you can see the security and stuff, maybe he was just like, maybe I can't see it, maybe there's always fucking shit like this going on at the...
Yeah, the people being like...
Surely someone would run on and be like, yeah, they're just carting out corpses out the side here.
That's my, like, is there no one whose job it is at the arena?
Yeah.
Like, people are like, how did he not see? I've been in a Travis Scott show. It's an epileptic's worst fucking nightmare.
Oh, yeah, and like... I know, yeah, he's probably like, yeah, that's how lit my shows are, man. People fucking die. They'll go nuts and die.
He fucked the shit out of Kylie that night.
I know. It's like, how the fuck? How do you keep it where you can still kind of go mad, but people are kind of half protected? Like,
yeah.
Because it happened at a fucking nightclub in like Cookstown or something. Do you remember that? A couple of Christmases ago? The crowd just like...
Sense?
I think, or no, maybe it wasn't Sense. It was somewhere like that, but there, everyone was like surging forward to get in, and like people were killed. Like teenagers were fucking killed like at this thing because they were like, oh, we'll not let them in yet.
Yeah. I always, every time I'm queuing for a big concert or whatever, I'm like, oh, I hate how long this takes. But I'm like, that probably is, that's the minimum level you need to stop it just being fucking balls the wall.
I mean, that's why I do appreciate a bit of mosh pit etiquette, you know, when they're dirty, smelly grungers.
Yeah.
You know, someone hits the floor, you're like, help them up.
Yeah, yeah, let them up.
Yeah,
let
and it's up. Usually a guy who looks like Hagrid with back hair.
Do you know that?
Usually, you know what I mean? There's no like Brad Pitt with a fucking shredded.
No, no.
In the mosh pit. You're like, oh, let me grab this guy by the fucking back.
It's me and McCann in the mosh pit.
Back tits here and help him up.
It's me and McCann in the mosh pit and like Shane would watch. That's the kind of etiquette of a mosh pit.
On Zoom. Shane would never fucking... She's the type of guy, you go, you know, he's in your house and you hand him a cup of tea and he like look at the cup and be like, pre-COVID.
He's like a wee cat.
Yeah, he's just like, he's like a wee prince, a wee princeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that.
But yeah, it was fucking, I see they're getting sued now. Him and Drake. Was Drake on stage?
Yeah, I think he came out at one of those things. Yeah. Was it him or fake Drake? Have you seen that guy?
Who the fuck is fake Drake?
Have you not seen fake Drake, man?
No.
I'm going to look him up. He's just this guy who, fake Drake. He just fucking is, you know, wee mixy and, that's hilarious.
This is definitely going to be called William and the Mixies.
William and the Mixies. So this is just a quick fucking clip. So he's got the heart shaved in his head. He's got a spray painted beard. I mean, the guy's name is definitely Crickley and he lives around the corner, but here. What am I saying? I mean, if you went into like a Turkish barber and were like, spray paint me Drake's facial hair onto my face. Yeah. No problem.
That's it. He doesn't look like Drake, but
he's got the
style on.
Yeah.
Like, if he was outside your local
but do you know what? It's a, you know, like, how many, you know, if you went out and night out, how many wee girls have, like, they've just absolutely every weekend or, like, in a Kardashian costume? You know what I mean? They're like, give me the eyes, give me the fake lips.
Yeah, the wee bum pods, break my heart.
Let me do the hair and let me dress like a Kardashian. Why is there no dudes being like, well, there probably is, but, like, just being like, I'm going out fully looking like Drake.
Do you know why? Because if you were going on a night out, let's say you and Mickey were heading out on a wee night out. You turn around and Mickey's in there in like a fucking New York Knicks fucking jacket and he's got the hairspray.
But Mickey would be Mickey wouldn't be going down the rap. You know, he'd be more like, I'm fucking, what's his name? Charlie fucking Hunnam or whatever. Is that his name? Hunnam?
The actor.
What's his name? Hunnam.
See, my mind just went.
Like, he'll be thinking, I'm like, you know, he's more like, I'm Sons of Anarchy with the leather jacket and all, like, hobbling along. You know, like, he's like at the end of an action movie when someone's been shot in the leg but somehow didn't die.
Yeah.
That'd be more his thing.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I don't. If I turn around and one of my mates was like that, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? And I think men are more inclined to do that.
Because
God forbid one of us have self-esteem, Colin.
Sometimes there's fucking place for a bit of bullying.
Oh, aye.
I mean, it's like when you see those fucking island boys and all that shit. I'm an island boy. You're like, you would, now this is a look I could pull off. Fat Joe. Now, I'm sad that it just missed Halloween, because that would have been a fucking shoe-in. There it is. There's me and Mickey there. That's me and Dave at the fucking Lavery's.
See, when it's summer, you do dress a bit like Fat Joe as well.
Yeah.
You get the bright colours.
Pretty much. Khaled got his teeth done. Did you see that?
I did not. You're way more up to the hip-hop news than I am. What, they get them, just whiten them, or did he get something weird in them?
No, he just went to Turkey and got that fucking weird snaggle tooth taken care of. I'll be honest, remember the song Lean Back?
Yep.
By Fat Joe. He, at the start of the video, he steps out of the car and he's wearing a pair of pink Air Force Ones. And I was like, damn, boy, get me them.
There was him and a really fat rapper.
Wait a minute. That's actually me. How's that not me? Me and Maureen? Oh fuck. Have you ever worn a chain?
No,
I can't really do jewelry, like, but I'd like to think, you know, if you wore a nice plain sweatshirt you could wear like a chain, but I just look like a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, so like living in East Belfast, you wear a chain that's like, you're just
with a boxing glove on it.
Yeah. It's always Sterling Rangers fucking jewelry. That's the only thing you're allowed.
Yeah, totally. Dad.
But you feel like you need a big dog if you're going to be wearing a chain. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Usually do.
Who was the other fat rapper? Like, he was so fat, he made Fat Joe look not that fat.
His brother.
Is that his brother?
Yeah, it's his brother.
What the fuck was her mouth feeding them?
Well, are they not like fucking...
Did you drink your first 3 liter of milk before you go out to school, Big Pun?
Are they not like Mexican?
I don't feel that's an excuse.
Well,
being,
it is, like, you got your mother.
Yeah, but for being, like, 32 stone, eat you can't go, I'm Mexican.
No, I think so, like, just, like, eat the tacos. You know, your ma's basically a boojum in the kitchen. Do you know what I mean? All fucking day, I'd be a fat cunt, too.
Yeah, you're like, no sour cream. She's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You get it.
They always say, that. Make you big and strong. You're like, I'm 32 stone.
Yeah. I'm 5'2".
Fat Joe, Big Pun, let me see. I'm not a player, just fucking like... He was, like... audibly fat. He was like, I'm really fat, you know, I'm not a player, I just fuck a lot.
Like, if someone rings you after a big meal, that's how he sounded. I'm a player. Went to Zen there.
He was doing a Dublin labour. There, look at these guys. I'm not a player. There they are, me and Kieran Bartlett.
Let me see.
I love that. With her, I forgot you can't see it. Yeah. You can see it.
I know. I'm sitting there like, let me.
You know, like, that's when they're just like, okay, this is your body shape. Let me build a tent of suit around it, so that we don't see any definition.
Big Pun, they're like, we can just give you pajamas that look fancy.
Yeah, he's like,
that's all we can do.
Say no more. You're gonna be wearing this fucking, what's around his neck there, like a birthday cake? What's?
Do you ever just see when rappers get that level of ice, and you're like, you didn't need that.
You don't?
Who's that cunt got the fucking like Thanos got it implanted in his fucking head. Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, and then he had it stolen. And it was worth like $1 million or something. It's like really expensive.
I saw that and I was like, good, I hope you get a really bad infection too. Good. That's a silly thing to buy.
It's pretty silly. Like,
invest it, you fucking dick.
And then you're at a show and someone just goes like... Fucking idiot.
He crowd surfed too and that's how someone took it.
Yeah. There's some sense. Someone just yanked it off. I couldn't name you one of his songs. Hold on, with more questions here. We had a lot of we had a good response for you.
Oh, good.
Tried General Merchants the other way because you rant about it so much. Wasn't disappointed. If you get right, that's more of just a statement for me.
I feel that's you, yeah.
Yeah.
Any real nasty ones? I always get the real nasty ones.
What do you mean?
The real nasty questions. I just love getting them.
For you personally?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like? Porno nasty or like they're just, they're just mean to you?
No, just mean to me. I'm of a weird defect and I like it.
What's the most disrespectful, weirdest, creepiest thing a fan has ever done?
I get groped a bit.
Oh?
I do get...
By Patty?
Yeah.
I remember years ago, like...
He likes to pretend he's putting his finger
up my was arms. Always like very obsessed and friendly with you and Johnny McCarthy. Wasn't he? He was like, I'll take care of you, but you'll have to fucking touch my cock all the time.
I can't get the full fingers wrapped around it, so I'm allowed to say it. He calls me a spastic every fucking episode.
Cheeky bastard.
We did an episode where I talked about the comedians played my cerebral palsy football team, right? And I told them, we don't throw the ball in, we roll it in.
Right.
Fucking 5 minutes straight, he was laughing at it. Like falling off the chair. Pissing himself. I was like, you're
surely
sick.
You can go like that. Are you allowed to throw it in if you want? Can you
no,
go
it's
over
against,
it?
No, it's against the rules.
Oh.
Or no. No, I think it is against the rules because a lot of people in certain, they don't have that range.
Okay.
I don't even really have it. Like, my hand wouldn't go further back than that.
Okay.
So, an over the head throws.
I think Mickey has cerebral palsy. No. He was at the gym with me one day. He can't fucking go past, like, his ear.
That's just years of eating poorly. That's.
Yeah. Wanking hunched over.
Like someone's gonna take it off him.
Yeah,
like,
fuck, it's mine. It's my dick.
But yeah, after shows, I'll get my dick touched quite a bit
by women.
Yeah.
Well, fucking.
No, but none of them are hot, so it's not
nice,
okay.
It's nice for some, isn't it?
It's no, but it's
when
not...
was the last time you had your dick touched?
Up the raw.
I'm trying to think. It's normally when I do shows with Patty, to be honest. Where was it? Crumlin Star is one I can remember.
The fuck is that?
In Ardoyne, it's basically...
Sounds like a sex act. Got in the back of a taxi, get a Crumlin Star. Know what I mean? Loved it.
It's where you come in there and then tell her you won't raise it. That's a, that's the Crumlin Star.
Sounds like a Chinese somehow, but...
It was...
eat a chicken ball out of her arse.
But yeah, we were in that, and it was like basically 300 ramen. It was one of those kind of fucking bars. And just after, there's that many people getting photos with you and stuff, you can't tell who's doing it, but you can just feel like...
It's always grab your dick.
They're
wow.
not like caressing it, they're almost, it's almost like, do you ever like, pick up like a bag of mints and you're trying to weigh it out? They're almost like doing it just like, oh, and then like leaving you. But it'll happen a fair bit. I get my willyard touched.
I'd be like, complete... It's funny that you call, you'll be like, that's my Willy. My name is also Willy. I'd be like, here, complete the group. That's only a
fraction. You wanted a photo? Here's the photo.
That's a fraction of a group in my book, you know what I mean? Yeah. Finish.
What about you? Have you ever had someone be proper fucking
Nah,
creepy?
No one bothers fucking anything with me. Like, they just, there was a guy and Kieran
You seem annoyed that you're not getting molested.
It just seems like there's a generation of comedians, you know, beneath me that are just fucking and sucking all left, right and centre. And you're like, well, you know, back in the empty days of Laveries.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here with me and Mickey.
You guys built the foundation.
Me and Mickey docking each other in the background. Google that one.
That's where you put the...
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Let them find out.
Oh, I won't tell them, I was checking.
Let them find out.
That's what it is. What I'm laughing at's correct.
Yeah. No, fucking Kieran Bartlett reminded me of this, right? Do you remember it used to be the done thing to do Laveries and go over to Frango's?
Yes.
Before it changed hands and then give everyone diarrhea. But
yeah,
we went over there and it was always good crack. It was like as close closest thing to like a post show, you know, like you see in New York and all, people like having pizza. Like it was a bit like that, but the odd night it was just full of fucking riffraff. And there was one guy, he looked quite sort of, you know, smart guy with glasses and a bit sort of preppy. And he was eating on the other side of the room, and he came over and he was like, Colin, just want to say I was at the show tonight and thoroughly enjoyed myself, and it was a pleasure to watch you eat. And then he left.
It was a pleasure to watch you eat?
Because we were just sitting there having burgers. It was a pleasure to watch you eat.
He's like, I didn't eat because I have a full head in the fridge when I get home, but...
Yes, got us leave room.
That's fucking terrifying.
Can't fuck a severed head on a full stomach is what I always say. Pleasure to watch you eat. Goodbye.
That would freak... Honestly, I take the molestation.
I'd be like, why didn't you just grope my balls? That would have been less weird.
Yeah, spit in my open mouth rather than say that. Because I'll forget about that. I'll remember that.
Yeah. Well, I think I, you know, trauma blocked it out, like, until Kieran reminded me of it.
Kieran will remember shit like that too.
He wasn't even on that night. He just appeared at Frango's.
Yeah. Watching you eat.
It was a pleasure to watch. It was a pleasure to eat, just to be honest. It was a pleasure to eat. Let me see. King of the Road. Oh, why am I watching this shit? Oh, well, it's not playing. Where's our questions? Somebody, favorite Wiggles track? Oh my God, that's a fucking da question, that.
They still going?
Well, they're like the Sugar Babes. They change the lineup every fucking year.
Because they were old. Like, they were like the... Do you remember when you were a kid when it was videos and you'd have your little fucking...
Yeah.
And after they would play your adverts for other shows, that's how I know them. Like, that's how fucking long they've been going.
I said to Niall earlier, like, when you have a child... You know, all the children's TV that you watch, you're like, this fucking Nancy fucking weirdo here, who, you know,
yeah,
this guy's running around, hey guys, we're doing, you know, you're like,
tuck yourself in bed.
Fucking weirdo. But then you're also like stuck in this weird place where you're like, it does make the child very calm.
Yeah.
So I do have to watch this Nancy weirdo dance around in like silk pants because the child is quite now calm.
Yeah.
So you're like, when do we stop exposing the child to this?
Like a charming pedophile. He's just like, fuck it. Like, that's so weird.
Like, it's good for the kids, but you're like, if we knew this guy in real life, you wouldn't let anyone near him.
No,
you
know? Yeah.
If
yeah.
you sat down beside you on a train, you'd be like, oh my God, who the fuck is this guy?
Do you think if you went backstage on like a Wiggles tour bus, it's just like they're fucking doing blow.
I hope so. I genuinely hope so.
Someone's got the octopus head on and they're fucking banging.
Fucking Squid Game. Fuck fest. But... I genuinely hope so.
Yeah.
I don't want them to be like, also like, hey, so today we're playing Jenga on the turbo. You know,
I want them the wee Chinese one just smoking reefer and being like,
you see, that's old school. The wee Chinese one's not even in it.
Is he not? No. Wee Jeff, is he gone?
They ethnically cleansed the whole band. It's back to pure whites now.
Really? Is there any invalids in the Wiggles?
No, but
there's the shakies.
They'll do like the odd, you know, like wheelchair episode.
Right.
You know, the wheels on the chair go right. I don't know what the song is, but you know.
Let her through.
Yeah, they got the dude in there and they're all fucking dancing. Yep. Anyway, it's very inclusive. And then Mr. Tumble, you know, he's like, hey guys, we're fun. You know, like, he's talking to some kid, like, severely disabled child. And he's like, today we're fucking doing this. Would you like to pick one? And she tries to put her hand on. He's like, okay, number two. Like, just skims over what the wee guy's gonna do. You know, like, what would you like to eat? She just says nothing. And he's like, pizza? Whoa!
Jesus fucking
Christ. It is. I'm slagging it. It's an amazing show. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's gonna
like,
be the
it
one.
It teaches people, like, fucking sign language and shit.
That would break my heart if he came out. Not came out. If it came out he was a creep.
Yeah.
I'd lose all faith in anything.
Oh, yeah.
I have to believe he's a good man. Do you know what I mean?
I think he is.
Because he's, you know, he'll proper, like, there's kids who now know what proper disabilities are.
Yeah.
Because of that show, whereas before it was like, just don't stare at them. He's fallen over. But don't look at him. It's offensive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas that's proper, like, here's how you deal with it.
Yeah. Which is just skim over it.
Yeah.
What's your name? Whatever.
Well done, thank you.
It's phenomenal.
Mr. Tumble.
Jason. What do you think is a great true story from here that hasn't been made into a TV show or film yet?
Oh. There are many.
I mean, you know.
Paramilitary related ones.
Oh, yeah. Great story from here. Like, who should there be like a fucking film about?
I don't know. I was like, there's many, and then I was like, can't think of a single one. But surely there's one.
I mean, you know, it'll be something like Paddy's fucking that stag do story or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. It'll be something like the way Bert Kreischer did that machine film. It'll be something like that. Yeah. You know, I'm struggling to think of like.
See, I'm trying to think of like were people murdered or fucking
murder.
Yeah. That's where my mind went to, where you were being like very fun and lighthearted about it.
Then be like, who died? Yeah, I mean, fucking.
That's, but too far, that's what most films about here are, just people
like if
dying.
Tom Hardy played one of the Shankill Butchers or something like that.
You tell me that wouldn't be a good film. You sit there and you tell me it wouldn't be good.
I'd give it a whirl. Like,
and you'd watch it like, do you know what I mean? I'm not saying it'd be a master, but you'd fucking, you know what I mean? Tom Hardy, Jason Statham as the Shankill Butchers.
Oh yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. And I'll play Statham. I've said this before, I'll play Statham's big brother. Raymond Statham.
Big Mervyn Statham.
It's just not even. I'll fed him.
Fucking touch my wee bra, he's dead. Fucking what?
What do you.
Will you fuck up, dude?
What do you think? Oh, yeah, that's what just asked that one. Oh, that one needs. That's its own podcast. That needs its own fucking. I need to meditate on that one.
That question.
Have you come across this recent report? Listen to the whole thing. Some of the things she says are nuts. Right, here we go. We'll give this a go. By the way, someone sent me this and they were like, let me see. Oh, yeah, we've got to watch this in a second. Hold on. We'll see.
Is it porn or do you still, you still do that in the podcast these days?
Not so much. Like,
aw.
I should have stopped. Oh, yeah, I seen this. They were like taking some woman out of a house and she, you know, she obviously had, you know, years of abuse. And then she just knifed this guy.
Mm.
And they're taking her out of the house. And she's like, yep, I should have stabbed him more.
I did see this, yeah. I thought you were going to show me the actual stabbing. I was like, this is the kind of thing Paddy puts in the group chat.
Yeah. Okay, why? Let me see. This is viewer's discretion up my ass.
And are you with him now?
Well, I might just go and stab him again.
All right, do not stab him again. Okay, so just listen to my voice. Okay, yes. Stay on the line with me.
I am complimented.
Okay, are you with the patient now?
The fact you're holding a knife right now?
Terrifying.
Okay, well, ultimately, madam, I'm listening to your voice and you're the help I have available, so we need to help him, okay?
No, I'm not.
All right, madam, how many times have you stabbed him?
I did the once.
You did the once?
And then he said I wouldn't do it again, so I did it twice more.
Can someone just stay with Devon while I go in?
There's nothing.
The twice more is what they call in the game, leg at the. Give him the
it's
old.
It's what we like to say, oh, well, I'm not.
Yeah.
My coat.
Fuck,
yeah.
Yeah,
just ow, wait 2 seconds. All right, you okay?
This is grim as all fuck, isn't it?
A Dunbar, I don't know what it is. It's shit like it's Dunbar me.
The stabbing doesn't bother me, but.
Pronto, we need CPR.
Oh, don't.
It's the
calm demeanor.
It's probably about 40 years of him beating her around the house.
That's it.
And then one day she's just like, well, you know, he's going to fucking beat me to death or something here. So why not? I'll just fucking, anything's better than being stuck here.
If I didn't have that context, I'd be very disturbed. But now that I know, like, once you told me, he's like, oh, yeah, he's been beaten. I'm like, yeah, I fully
well,
get that.
I just, I would
I
imagine. I don't think people just turn around and stab someone.
Yeah.
If we're, like, in the middle of a wee argument.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's been building for a while.
But, do you see that? Is she going to jail, I take it?
I would imagine.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah.
The judge rules this fair enough.
I mean, it might not be, like, super heavy, but they'll have to be like, you did kill a person.
You murdered a man. Do you see the guy who, his daughter... was sold to like a child trafficking gang by
someone,
boyfriend, and he hunted her down, got her back. The dad hunted her down, got her back.
Like actual taken?
Genuinely taken. But he found out where the boyfriend lived, fucking got there, waited for him in the dark. Guy comes in, turns the light on, dad just beats him to death.
Yeah.
Leaves his body in a car in some desert. Yeah. Like, and this was like a year ago, they've only found it now, and he's going to jail. And that's one where I'm like,
that's what happens. You know, that's what happens.
I've never been more like, I know it's the law to not kill, but
yeah,
say nam.
Aye. Say nam.
Say nam. Be all right. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, you fully deserve that.
Good man. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like fucking, of course, that's what you do. There was a guy, I heard this story. And of course, the guy was, you know, like ex-Navy SEAL or something. Probably like a crackhead burglar was trying to get in through the window of his house. Probably didn't know it was like his daughter's room, but that's the entry point that he chose.
Aye.
And the guy put him in a guillotine and basically pulled his head off, like broke his, like just fucking broke his neck like that. And again, they were like, you know, this guy's getting charged for whatever. And you're like, that's what the fuck. If I was breaking into someone's house, I'd be like, right, I might steal something, find a bit of money, but I should fully expect to be met with violence if I'm going into someone's house.
Especially if you have, and it's probably by poor choice, you've wandered into the daughter's room.
Yeah.
And a parent comes in and sees you in the middle of the night in their daughter's room.
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, oh, wrong room, big man, was it?
I've no idea. Like, I know, I have a 2-year-old son and a fucking wasp landed on him one day and I trashed the kid. Like, I, you know, like, trying to get it, like, fucking broke chairs and, like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll plaster that later. Like, nearly wrecked the place.
I'd be fucking, if I, you were breaking in the house at 3 a.m. and you're there, an angry you, that would fucking terrify me.
Don't break into my house, bro. It's fucking, it's a hornet's nest.
I can't break
into I bought a torch, like, not that long ago that was, like, a fucking tactical, like, you know, you click it on and it's like a fucking full beam headlight in your bedroom, just so you can come at them with a knife behind it like that.
I went, don't bring it into my house. I'm like, see if there's steps there. I can't do it. Is that bedroom wheelchair accessible?
You pulled up in the van, pulled out a ramp out the back. Put my wee ramps up.
Go, go, go.
Get away, car. Activate.
Blasting the Wiggles as I get away. Bear is now asleep.
Mashed banana, mashed banana.
I fucking hate that one.
I hate them all. They fucking give me nightmares.
I love how I'm like, I hate the way they're like Coldplay. I'm like, I hate them. However, I know all their songs.
Yeah. Don't take me to a concert. I'll embarrass myself. Let's watch this. Someone sent me this. We're jumping in to give a shout out to our favorite CBD company, Flow CBD LTD. They're friends of the show. They're friends in real life. They own a CBD company. It's the best tasting CBD in the land, I do believe. All the rest of them taste like absolute pond water. And this one tastes like mint. They're doing giant bottles now, 30 mil. The strength has been upped. You got to be careful with this stuff, man. You know, you put a few more drops in when you're about to get in the car. Sleepy time. They got bath bombs. They got oils. They got sweets, man. They got gummies, which are delicious. Try not eating the whole packet of that, sleeping for a month. Get over there. They got all your CBD products. That's flowcbdltd.com. Get flowing. Go with the flow, and I just made that up.
Will you fuck up, too?
Guys, we've got a new sponsor, specifically for all you baldy bitches out there. Sons.co.uk. The ship has sailed on my baldness, but if your hair is starting to fall out, you got to get on to sons.co.uk. They've given me a read here. It says, you won't be surprised to find out that a large majority of men start losing their hair in their 20s. Try 18. I'm walking around like Phil Mitchell. But if I'd have known about this shit at the time, I'd have taken anything. If you've looked into hair loss clinics, you'll know that they're very expensive and overpriced. And impersonal, you know? You walk in, you go, I'm Colin. They go, shut up, baldy, sit down. And then they just rip hair out of the back of your head and stuff it in the front. You know? Or else you go to Turkey and someone tattoos hair on you. Which is insane. They're tattooing you to make you look bald. It's absolutely a nightmare. That's where sons.co.uk come in. Sons are a men's health care brand that offer clinically proven and licensed hair loss treatments for less than the cost of a cup of coffee per day. So if you're walking around bald drinking Starbucks, just think to yourself, if you didn't have the Starbucks, you could also have a full head of hair. Okay, walking around like Thor. They've treated over 20,000 customers and their treatments deliver results in 9 out of 10 men. Would you fucking believe that? Just take their free 1 minute online consultation and Suns will tailor a subscription treatment plan specifically for your needs. There's no contract or hidden charges and it's all delivered directly to your door. The way Post works. Easy. So show your hair loss who's boss and go to suns.co.uk. Use the code BANTER20 and get £20 off your first order. And you'll go in looking like me and you'll come out with a full blown afro. It's going to be amazing. Shout out to sons.co.uk. Check them out. Thanks. They were, someone sent me this and they were like, look at the state of this, right?
Could I get two meals there to table 47, please?
Yes, chef.
There's two meals over there. That's going to table 23. And there's four meals on the end there to table 47.
Well, that's in reverse.
Service! I could get them two meals there, taking out the table 7, and
is this a remore, is this?
That's what I imagine John Sue should rap about.
I've been cooking in the kitchen from my mama's sick. We get tired of always eating pizza with the chips. When I was young, I had a dream, I put it to the test. You can catch me on the grill, because I'm the big sh...
I'll be honest, someone sent me this, and they were like, look at the state of this. This is pure fire.
Not horrible.
I season all the beef before I serve it up. Chilling in a water bath so it's not tough. I used to drift the pizza, watch it all fly. Big high cross, watch it in no time. I like my chili, chicken, lemon on the side. The way I like my chips, I like them triple fried. Always serving up, I mean, I could get up in time.
I mean, it's not that different to like Action Bronson or something.
No, what
just
that?
Rapping about fucking spaghetti all day.
Yeah, I prefer that than the like fucking, I've been hustling on the streets and they're, and they're from Bangor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't know what it's like to be out in this grind.
Yeah.
In Lisburn?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Sit there in front of their full conservatory. You know what I mean? You're like, fuck up.
Yeah. Fucking sitting here, dark times in my sunroom.
Honestly,
chilling.
I thought this was going to be one of those, like, feel sorry for me in a rap. Like, fucking my mum was sick and my dad fucking didn't like me. But this was just, yeah, fucking I'll hear a rap about chips.
Yeah, okay. Rap about what you know, man.
Yeah.
Forget the garnish on that is an awful crime. Big bean in the kitchen cooking, let's go. Cover all my pasta in the pesto.
Me too. Me too, bro. Me too.
Vinegar, I said so. Parmesan and some feta, that's the best, bro. Ooh, ooh, it's a big chef. Big portion on a plate and I got big taste. No waste, fast pace, sourdough base. And then I take a break and do it all again. I'm always 2 steps forward, yeah, I think ahead. I like to keep on top now on my daily prep. Before you take your meal, let's say your daily bread. And if it's fondue, we'll need some extra bread. I'll sharpen up my knife.
His flow's nice.
You can, the guy can rap.
He's on flow there.
That's for damn sure.
See, whoever sent that, being like, look at this dick. You've just won 2 fans.
Yeah.
For this dick.
That backfired. Whoops. Whoops.
What was that guy's name? Do you know? I'm looking that up. Big Dean.
Big Dean, boys.
Big Dean.
Big Dean, son. What's his name? I'll go into his profile.
Big Dean, son.
Dean Wisner.
I'm sharing that. I'm sure not tonight,
bro. Now, where does he work though? Because if it's the remore, I definitely slagged it one time. But
don't let Big Dingo roll up on you, bro.
But he might work in a different part. You know what I mean?
Not the part you slag. Why'd you slag it?
Because the queue was halfway down the fucking road, and I eventually got in, ordered like a chicken kebab thing, and I was like, bro, this is not even a good kebab.
I wasn't.
And then Maureen was like, well, you will order a kebab in a fucking restaurant, and I was like, shut up. I think it was more the weight.
Aye.
Pissed me off. But
there was no way it was going to be so nice to make it worth that fucking...
But then, you know, they're probably like, yeah, you're going to like a fucking lunch service where you're paying like a tenner for, you know, we're slinging them out here. It's more about the bottle of wine for a tenner. Yeah. You know, that's more what we're...
It's also, it's down the street, mate. Okay, we're limited in what we can do in the time.
Yeah. I'm not thinking... Yeah, we're not doing individual...
Someone's just ordered a pheasant. I hope you don't mind waiting.
There's a 20-minute wait, not dessert. Is there fuck? That's why they're like, go up to the thing and pick 3 of them in a box and fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off out of here. Ask William to talk us through the relationship with pro wrestling when he first started watching it and if he keeps up with the AEW.
AEW, I do.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Vittorio put up the other day, him and Aaron went to wrestling.
Yeah.
I've never laughed harder in my life because he was like engrossed. He was just like, yes. No, so, I'm at home now. I can relax.
There's one in Scotland called Ice. If I was going to take
that
you,
looks good crack.
You to one wrestling show, you'd love that because all you do is get hammered.
That looks good crack. I've seen that.
And there's a guy, it's so Settlers guy's gimmick is like, well, before he beats his opponent, he takes his dick out and like hits him in the face with it. And then he does his move. Very funny when you're 8 pints deep to see a man's dick.
I would love that.
I know you would. But
I've had two sprites, I'd take a look.
Yeah.
Two 7-Ups.
I was one of those kids who, like, I watched wrestling young and then never grew out of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? To the point where people were like, you still watch wrestling? I'm like, fucking right. And now it's kind of came full circle. Oh, I'm not ashamed of it anymore. I'm like, yeah, I watch it.
Yeah.
It's good, like.
I don't know.
It's one of those things. I'm fully aware of how silly it is.
Well, that's fine.
Do you know what I mean? Same when people are like, you know, it's not real. I'm like, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fully aware of The Undertaker. Did not fuck a corpse. I'm fully aware of that.
Yeah. 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 But it's what lets me down now is, you know, obviously, you know, are they pretending to like test people and stuff? And you don't really get the real juicy wrestlers the way you used to.
Yeah. There's,
you'll just see some dude in his pants, just regular fucking dude.
I agree with that.
And he's like a superstar.
Yeah. Yeah. You miss the freaks.
Yeah.
There's ones who don't get tested. I don't think Lesnar gets tested because when he went back to UFC, he was tested and they're like, well, you're on fucking PEDs, it's very clear.
Maybe, but with him, have you ever seen him when he's like 16? I mean, there's a lot of genetics going
he's
on there too.
He's a fucking animal.
You know, roids and stuff might have got him through like a really intense wrestling schedule.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like throwing yourself off the fucking thing and you need to like heal up a wee bit. But a lot of that's just fucking...
There's one really bad
bare bones
one in the 90s. I think he was called Baracus. Look up this cunt. The fucking... Just Baracus, WWF.
Spell it.
B-A-R-R-A.
Oh, wait. Why is it not doing anything? Baracus.
K-U-S-W-W-E. And the fucking... He was a shit wrestler. But my God, you're talking body.
Juiced up, man. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. But he looks right now, he looks just like a guy who's a CrossFitter.
Yeah, yeah. There's one where he has chains and stuff around him.
This one?
Where he looks fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
Obviously, the old photos, terrible fucking
quality.
Resolute.
Yeah.
How long have we been talking for now?
1 hour, 11 minutes. We'll bang
my ass. Yeah, you can always tell when people get that like sideways shoulder.
Yeah.
When it starts to go like, it has nowhere to go and it's just going like out the way.
Yeah.
Like that one.
It's when they're a very tall dude and they still don't have a neck. It's when I get suspicious.
Yeah, your man's juicy. Baracus. The name's Baracus.
There's going to be a Netflix thing coming out, a documentary about Vince McMahon. And I can urge everybody to watch it.
It'll be amazing.
He's a fucking mental bastard.
What's the most fucked up thing Paddy McDonald has ever shown or, I mean, said? I mean, his deck is pretty gross. I'm one of the few people who hasn't seen it.
I haven't either.
Also, did William ever get any banshee bones or did Shane keep them all for himself? Probably doesn't eat that shit, does he?
No.
The sodium or something?
Whenever there's a junk food topic, he gets on me and Kieran Bartlett as like the experts, here's a good crisp.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I got sent a big fucking crate of banshee bones and ate them all in a week. It got really bad spots, but but worth it.
No lips left, but it was all fucking...
Had a tongue like a cat for like 2 weeks.
Does William gig full time now?
At the time being, yes, but that's only because I'm very busy. Once it dies down again, I'll get another job. That's me with jobs. I'll work anywhere. I don't really give a shit.
Well,
because I'm fully in the knowledge, I'll leave it.
Put that in your CV.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about this. So
yeah, they'll know it's two chefs in. There's like, he doesn't care. Because I'm like, what are you going to sack me? All
right. You're getting interviewed in the Monday and you're like, but I have a gig on Thursday, so
that actually has happened to me.
If we could wrap this up.
You can start and I'm like, actually for neglecting to tell you, not in the country for that. I had that someone, I was meant to be in work and someone was like, where are you, mate? And I was like, Glasgow.
I'll be back in about a week.
Yeah.
Fuck that. When are you going to give Nuri a second chance? One bad gig shouldn't define the place. Listen, if it was one, it wouldn't be the problem.
See, I'll argue with
was,
you on this.
It was year after Harry. Year after year for a bit. Where did you do a gig?
I've done the Bank. I've done McCoy's. I've done the Brass Monkey. I've done loads. Every time I do Newry, it goes well. Newry's like I know there's cities I hit, like Ballymena. I almost refuse to do because it never goes well. Newry, I love.
Wow.
But Newry's one of those towns, if I just say Finian, love it.
All right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, easy gig, man. Just keep saying it.
That's my bit. What do you guys think of the whole I bought a homeless man chicken nuggets, aren't I wonderful type bollocks that keeps popping up on social media? A good deed should just be done because shouldn't be done because the phone is recording. Boils my bacon.
Do you mean he's living outside? Don't buy him nuggets, buy him spice. Let him enjoy the day.
Yeah, you can't inject the nugget. But yeah, I mean, like,
don't video yourself doing it, you fucking
I mean, there's
dick.
So many of those pranky ones. You know, like, I seen one in, like, India or something. The guy's, like, just asleep on a fucking bench. And he has a son with him, which gets me now. Like, someone ran up behind him and left a load of food behind him. But didn't say anything.
Right.
So the guy's fucking sleeping in, like, the bacon sun. And then eventually he rolls over and he's like, what the fuck's this? Oh, someone's left food there. But you're like, tell him it's there, bro. You don't be like, oh, there's a wee fucking cheeseburger for when you wake up in an hour and a half.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to wake up, see a cheeseburger beside me and be like, having that.
Yeah, there's a layer of like suspicious kind of like, where's that? Is that for me? Or am I being tricked?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
just fucking.
But anyone who has to film themselves doing it, that's just you stroking your own dick. Just do it. If you're doing it to be nice, just do it. People don't need to see it.
No, not at all. When did William first meet Paddy and how much does he enjoy the Mob Love podcast?
I met Paddy on my second or third gig. Very, very early on. And he was always fucking very, very nice to me before we even got very friendly.
Do you think it's weird that like the way people chat like that, they're sort of like, they don't know that everyone's just been gigging together for years and years?
Yeah.
You know, like...
It's almost like, because I've got a bit of trajectory recently, people are acting like I'm a new fucking thing. And I'm like, I have been about a little while.
Barely noticeable.
Yeah, barely noticeable. It's a great name for a show. I'm so happy.
It's great.
But yeah, I love the Mob Blood. It's very fun. Sometimes you're like, Jesus, Paddy, you're going to get us jailed.
Really?
It just comes off of something sometimes. And I do have to look at Sean and be like, dude, cut that.
Yeah, that's, I mean? If you're going to cut anything.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the one.
Where he's just naming people and being, they're a paedophile. I'm like, cut that. You can't.
Oh, no, he does. He is a bit like that. He is a bit like that.
Do you have any evidence? No. And you're like, cheers, Paddy. Cheers, mate.
I don't know. Fucking just really name it. My mate, who's a paler, you know, well, probably not in that case. But you know what I mean? It's like real fucking, like, giving people's details away. And
my dad's fucking decorator. Saw fucking Frank Mitchell stabbing a girl. And I'm like, did he?
Yeah.
Did he, Patrick?
Here's his address as well.
he fucking does do though.
What's your best response to someone who challenged you to a parking in a disabled spot?
No one will ever.
Why has someone ever said to you, like, here,
they'll
your
look
chair, bro?
They'll never say it. I've got it a couple of times. So I'm just like, fuck up. You just flash them the badge like you're FBI.
Wayne's World?
Yeah. William Thompson, cerebral palsy. no, but the thing is, they're never really challenging. You'll get dirty looks. You'll get looks of people being like, what the fuck's wrong with him? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, fucking keep your eyes off my sweet ride, bitch.
The jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
The fucking...
The car that every 40-year-old woman wants, I have.
Oh, what? How many shapes did William throw at the Energy 106 under 18 nights at the Ice Bowl? Are you old enough to... be at that?
No,
you see, it's weird, isn't
I'm weird. I'm weird.
That's literally like a question for me.
Yeah. How many shapes did you throw at those, Colin?
Plenty. Fucking 6 Red Bulls.
For me, it was just smoking fags by the Victoria Square Bandstand. That was your youth.
Yeah. I mean, one of the grossest things that ever happened, two gross things, a mate of mine like went with about fucking 30 girls and it boked saliva. So that was pretty cool. But that was the game back in the day, like.
I was pool as much as you can.
Pre-COVID, you know what I mean? Just fucking in the strobe lighting. Just no matter who it was.
That's even what it's like with clubs now. I'm like, with clubs being open again, I was like, I forgot how much I fucking hated this.
Really?
Yeah.
People just fucking riding all over the place?
Yeah, because I'm a short disabled man. There's no way you're trying to pull a club. You have to be all like fucking like flexible, dancing and shit, you know, being good. I have spastic muscles and I'm 5'4". I had a girl taller than me grinding on me, and I just look like a fucking Make-A-Wish kid there. I mean, like, this is wonderful, thank just you.
Just her fucking crumbling star right in your fucking face.
Her arse was like level with my chest.
Sounds
like,
amazing.
I'm just going to have to clean this shirt by the time we're done.
That sounds class.
It's not.
Sounds all right. Sounds all right to me. But I'm an old pervert.
Yes, yes. You miss the grinding.
Oh, dear, 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 dear. Big fan of both podcasts. What's William's favourite thing about cerebrals?
What's my favourite thing about cerebral palsy?
The free car? No, it's burning.
It's not free. Oh. You do pay for it. It's just
you paid for it?
Yeah, yeah. That's the most offensive thing that's been said to me right now. Well, I act like that car's not sweet as shit. No, you do pay for it. But favourite thing about cerebral palsy? Probably just getting in the gigs where I wouldn't before. Just get a wee spastic on.
Oh, yeah. That diversity card.
Yeah. Because we're so diverse. No, but that doesn't count in Northern Ireland. Anytime it's like, oh, not a diverse lineup. See if I'm on it. It is. In my mind.
If you just, just said you were identifying as something else for a minute.
Yeah. But that's what annoys me though, when people are like, oh, the gigs aren't diverse. I'm like, no, they're not diverse in that fucking lens you're putting on it, which is like male to female ratio. In terms of everything else, apart from maybe skin colour, it's pretty fucking diverse.
I know. There's nobody that's hilarious that's not gigging regularly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nobody being like kept out of the circle
because
of their...
And even the ones, if you're not fucking amazing, you'll still get a spot. It may only be a 5 and you may die on your own and not get another one for a while.
But that's your fault.
But yeah, you're still getting the little go at it, which is the same that everybody had to do. Do you know what I mean? You can't just put someone on for 20 minutes and be like, oh, it wasn't enjoyable, but aren't you glad you paid £8 for a diverse lineup?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But
I'm sick talking about it.
The gap is there, is what I'm trying to fucking...
Oh yeah.
Smash it. Yep. Get really fucking... Get all your gigs and you'll get on no fucking problem. You'll be with me on the BBC filling up those fucking diverse lineups.
Yeah.
That's what... I'll see you there.
Willie Shavel up next.
Now then, with a little bird here.
Just seen I missed Willie, Mickey, Bartlett and Kier last night at the Hatfield because I didn't see it advertised and wondered maybe... Oh yeah, this is one from before. Maybe someone should set up a Facebook, Insta page to advertise all the NI comedians' gigs in one place.
Just follow us. Just follow us individually.
Here's the problem. I run Lavery's and I don't give a fuck who turns up at the Hatfield.
Yeah.
I wish it well, you know, in the words of Trumpy. But I'm like, I don't really care because I'm not running it.
He's a fucking character in The Wiggles.
Yeah. It's Mr. Trumpy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I hope it does well. I hope Pugs does well. All that shit.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, if someone told me, like, oh my God, it was fucking terrible, Pugs last night, I'd be like, oh well.
But that, like, oh, there should be one person running it, that's a job.
Yeah.
To run that account, to keep everything, it's a job.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it.
I'm certainly not. Oh, Christ. Right. Final question. Not just a question. But after listening to yourself and Mickey talk about no one being as excited to spot you as a van full of workmen, I came across the video. I thought you could take some inspiration about how you handle future encounters from Uncle Hugo. What? Also glad to hear William enjoyed his recent visit to Strabane.
Oh, yes, it was lovely.
I don't know. What the fuck? Right, hold on. Where are we at?
That's Strabane gig, by the way. Roe Boyd runs it. It's only like a wee room that seats 30. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Fucking delish. Great.
Uncle Hugo takes no shit. Oh, why? Got to try kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Just shine your the wrong way. They're shouting at him. You've got to try kindness. Yes,
show a little kindness. Just shine your good man. Good man, Hugo.
Fuck off!
Yeah.
Did you... Well, we'll finish on this. Did you see the clip? I don't know even where to find it, but they're like demolishing this building and someone finds like a flashlight. Did I show you it now?
Yeah.
And they... yeah. Paddy sent it in. Did you not see it?
I didn't see this.
I can't. I'm not even gonna play it on the computer because where are we? you can't show it anyway.
Yeah.
But
if Barry puts it in, you can't.
I know, you have to watch it by yourself. So yeah, this is it here, right? Found a portable fanny.
Mom, give it in.
Right. Throws it the flashlight thing. Throws it over.
This
guy licks it. Right. Takes his soft cock out and tries to jam it in.
What are you? Some of the guys had his dick in there. You fucking noncy bastard.
Now, trying to jam his dry, soft cock into a dusty old fleshlight.
There's a part two of that.
Where he deep throats the fucking dildo.
Yeah.
I've seen that too. What a guy to have knocking around though.
Men will fuck anything.
But that, I mean, like, just what a long day on the site, you know, when you're just like, that gets you excited. You're like an old used, now he's having a fucking mental breakdown over there. An old dust, and he's trying to just thumb his soft dick into it.
Like it's fucking clay. Like, that's fucking horrendous. I need a second to comprehend what I've just watched. Because do you know what I loved about that? He doesn't take it and play about with it for a second. He takes it, there's an immediate reaction is I'm putting my dick in this straight away.
It's been a long lockdown, but it's like, you know, it's almost like his party trick or something.
There's like a family of rats living in there.
When we're you know, taking this building apart, if we find any sex toys, Jim will fucking
Jim will fuck it.
Do anything with it, basically. You know what I mean?
I believe Paddy sent that in, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Paddy's probably, you know, fucking
on. He's the behind him, being like, fucking.
But, like, there's a part two where he's, like, deep throating the fucking the dildo thing. You're like, what are they destroying of Dan Summers? Why is there so much shit?
Yeah.
Why is there so much, like, sex gear knocking about?
Are you not worried about disease, man?
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is, but he should be.
And the grossest bit of that is that he licked it.
Yeah.
You know, me and Mickey had this conversation before. You put your dick in near enough anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're like,
I've stuck my dick in a Hoover. I wouldn't stick my tongue in a Hoover. Do you know what I mean?
Valid point.
Do you know what I mean?
Plato Thompson leaves us with another gem here at the end of the podcast. Just remember, folks, I'll stick my dick in a Hoover, but I won't stick my tongue in it. Thanks for joining me, William.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Had a lovely time.
Yes, this is very fun.
Congrats on your recent successes.
Thank you very much. It will never happen again.
Not after this.
Yeah. Oh, fuck no. No, I offended everything.
Lovely stuff. We'll leave it there. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time. See you on Thursday, actually.
Yes, I will.
See I'm not Thursday. In Laveries tomorrow night, but I'll see you Thursday, big lad. That's it. Cheers.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Rock.